Hello, everybody. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked old witch is dead. Well, not quite, but rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. So for once, gladsome tidings, and that is Sir Keir Starmer has announced his resignation as leader of the Labour Party. He's going to stay on as Prime Minister until at least July. So remember what you heard at first? Okay, not quite first. I'm surprised he lasted this long. I thought it was going to go a few weeks ago, but I wasn't entirely wrong. I just got it out by a bit of over a month. I thought it was going to go in May. Here we are, well into June. He's resigning, staying on as Prime Minister till July. So yeah, it had been widely trailed. So what shifted it? I mean, it's ironic. Labour wins a massive by-election victory, therefore the Labour Prime Minister has to resign. Well, that's because the so-called king over the water, the king of the north, Andy Burnham, was elected. He's not even an MP yet. He's got to come to Westminster and be sworn in, take his oath to His Majesty the King and his heirs and successors according to law and all the rest of it. And so he is the obvious successor. But, Ed Miliband could go for it. Would he be nominated? I don't think so. Would Wes Streeting get enough nominations? He hasn't so far. I doubt it. There's some sort of a backroom deal between Burnham and Angela Rayner. There's no talk about her challenging for it. What is that deal? Is she being offered her old job of Deputy Prime Minister back? I don't know. Offer some more sort of job. I shudder to think what she'll get. Thank God it's not Mrs. Rayner. Okay, they're all bad, but Burnham, for as many faults, he's not thick, and she is, would just be such an embarrassment on the world stage. Anyway, so there doesn't nobody's even talking about other candidates. Well, Al Carnes, this one's been dropped now. Okay, so what changed? Partly there was a very likely successor. If Starmer didn't go now, he couldn't salvage someone's dignity, might be forced out a cabinet revolt. More and more of the cabinet said, you've got to set a date for departure. Even those who hadn't resigned, even his loyalists turned against him. They were no longer briefing. The Prime Minister's fighting on. But, in order to have a chance of staying, someone's got to say, I'm 100% committed. I'm not going anywhere. A bit like in football. I don't know much about footer. When the manager says, no, I'm staying out my contract, and the board says, we're totally behind him, hours later, he's gone. Because if you'll give anything less than certainty that you're staying, then you've fatally undermined yourself. And one of the things that shifted is his wife, because we know that Starmer takes a lot of advice for her. She was very active in Labour over 30 years ago before he was. I don't think she ever had public office. But anyway, and when he's been down in the dumps and he's been considering throwing in the towel, she's the one who said, no, fight on. And he has. So he's not fighting on. Partly eat better for him, but maybe better for the Labour Party, spare them some sort of internecine warfare. And that's why he praised his wife, Vic, when he gave that step, that speech from outside Downing Street in front of the lectern. Okay, so he remains in Prime Minister for the foreseeable future. And he says, he had that weekend at Chequers, the Prime Minister's country retreat in Buckinghamshire, which is gifted to the nation by Viscount Leo Fareham in his will in 1922, when he realised Prime Ministers in the future might not all be aristocracies, they may not have a country house to go to. Okay, so then his wife came out and hugged him. We haven't seen his children. I don't know, one of them is transgender. I don't know if the child was really a girl or really a boy. Right, so and Starmer has pledged his unwavering support to whomever the Labour Party should select. He said he's requested the National Executive Committee of the Labour Party to open the nomination process, schedule it to begin on the 9th of July. They have perhaps a week to collect the nominations. Remember, they can have, is it five candidates, absolute maximum? You have to have 20% of Labour MPs backing you. More like they'd have four or even fewer. And it might well they've only got one, because there are people saying that hundreds of Labour MPs would back Andy Burnham, and there are only 400 Labour MPs, and so on. So there we go. Right. So this process could be over maybe 16th of July, if he's the only candidate he's elected on a post. There was talk of going on till September. The Labour conference is going to be 27th of September. Was that a bit too long? Burnham doesn't want it immediately, because he's got to formulate his policies, speak to the cabinet. Would he be brought into cabinet right now? The possibility would be Lammy be moved out as deputy prime minister, give him another job. Are there any vacancies? that are sufficiently senior so as not to be seen as humiliating for him. And then Burnham come in as deputy prime minister for a couple of months while he gets ready to the role, speaks to the other, and they're going to change policies. There's little point in changing leader if you don't change policies when policies aren't working. But he doesn't feel obliged to abide by the manifesto pledges because he wasn't even an MP at the time. So taxes may well be going up. Now, the markets are not liking it. The pound sterling has fallen already. Okay, so the bonds are a little bit worried. What's Burnham going to announce? And that was another argument to move forward expeditiously, because if you tarry too long, all this uncertainty is very bad for business and investment. So yeah, Burnham, 90% chance he's coming in, but there could be a contested election. Okay, so nominate by something like the 16th of July, and then a process of several weeks where they hust around the country. I remember all Labour Party members have a right to vote for this, and there's the Labour Party members in Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, as well as South Britain. And remember, everyone's vote has got equal value, whether you're a member of Parliament or a peer or an ordinary member. It's one person, one vote, that's it. It's not like the old electoral college that elected Tony Blair, with the parliamentary party and the affiliated trades unions, the ordinary members having sort of equal weighting. So Burnham is likely to come in and may well be unopposed. Is that a good thing? Maybe if you want to move on fast. On the other hand, would it somewhat undermine his legitimacy? Okay, Gordon Brown came in and opposed. And Rishi Sunak came in and opposed. He was opposed the first time, and Liz Truss won that. Can't think who else was unopposed in recent years. So prepare for more tax rises. So I have absolutely no sympathy for Sir Keir Starmer. He's a thoroughly evil person. He is a mass murderer, committed murder in the United Kingdom as well as overseas. He's an oppressor. He's a bigot. He's a racist. He's taken away our liberty as much as he can. And so he's not tackled the problems. The National Health Service is getting worse. Crime is getting worse. Illegal immigration is getting worse. The economy is getting worse. More and more people on benefits. More of our money is wasted. Can't make firm decisions and move on. So why did he fail, having won that spectacular victory not even 2 years ago? I mean, okay, he's uncharismatic as part of that, but that didn't change. He's been leading the Labour Party since 2020. Yeah, I suppose not able to make quick, firm decisions and implement them. Just maybe didn't connect with the public, not an effective communicator, uninspiring, maybe a poor orator, too plodding. He tried to uphold discipline in the cabinet or the Parliamentary Labour Party more broadly, withdrawing the whip for those who wouldn't vote the way they're told to do. What else? I mean, the Conservative Party was obviously in the doldrums. Reform United Kingdom, led by a very effective Nigel Farage. I mean, he has his flaws. You might detest him, and I don't like him, but there's no question that he was able to win over a significant number of Labour voters. The Green Party attacking Labour's left flank. And there's a lot of disgruntlement amongst Labour Party members that the moves weren't radical enough for redistribution of wealth, communism, really. They're just this obsession with ecology. Yeah, Labour obviously got it wrong on the Palestine issue. That hurt them. They weren't willing to spend enough on defence. They did face a fairly challenging situation economically already. Moreover, their buddies in the trades union, their chums, weren't that patient with them. The doctors going back on strike. So Starmer, I'm not sure what he'll be remembered for. He did deliver a tremendous Labour victory, but he managed to screw it up in absolute record time, maybe even faster than Boris Johnson ruined his Labour victory. And it's almost like he sounded the death knell of the Labour Party. Now, Burnham won't solve all their problems, but if they didn't change, they didn't have a chance. Burnham will have a bit of a honeymoon. How's he going to do that? He's got to work out where's the money coming from. Are you going to endlessly keep increasing the number of people on benefits? Or are we going to say enough is enough? The government is not a charity. Yeah, we do not owe you a living. As preposterous as the overdiagnosis of these conditions, ADHD, people living in the lap of luxury on benefits, and you can skip the queue and you can get free tickets to Wharton Towers because you say you got ADHD or something. That is preposterous. We never had this before. ADHD, depression, anxiety, these things are not new, but we didn't have millions of people on benefits because of these conditions. So, but Labour is always going to get tough because the parasitical class, that's Labour's payroll vote, and turkeys don't vote for Christmas. So I suspect that Burnham will be pretty unpopular this time next year if he's Prime Minister, not quite as unpopular as Starmer. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallaghan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.